Here's a new day that God gives to you and I, as believers in Christ, standing in the presence of God. Now, as we do this, again, the centrality is our relationship with Jesus, the joy of the Lord, and knowing Him. Worship is a privilege. Evangelism, the Great Commission, well, that's the mission of God. And may the Spirit of God grant both of us, all of us, that clothing of power that we can be witnesses for Jesus Christ. Listen, how you doing today? 31 days ablaze. Sometimes we've got to pick ourselves up. Sometimes we've got to just give all the effort we can and give a sacrifice of praise and yield our lives and come before the Lord. Listen, as we place ourselves before the Lord, letting Him speak into our lives, digging into the Word of God that God would speak into our lives, this is the place that we can come for restoration, repair, renewal, where we get fueled up again. That's why we meet with God. It's because there is so much advantage. This is God. This is relationship. God never leaves or forsakes. He indwells us, inside us, and with us to the end of the age. There He is, the Lord Jesus. You and I, temples of the Spirit of God. And so before the great throne of grace, we give ourselves. There could be times that we are tired and been through battle. Well, then just go throw yourself, lay out on the throne of grace, seeking God's help and God's compassion. He's the Father of compassion, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And maybe that chapter would be for you today. Now, I know that the issue that we're dealing with in prophetic writings, this is the Spirit of God's prophetic revelation about the end of days. This prophetic writing is given by the command of the eternal God. It's all about, again, giving the heads up, the preparation, the knowledge, the knowing, to be able to speak with clarity to our generation. It's about winning the nations to Christ. Today we look at an incredible chapter, Revelation chapter 9. Starting in verse 1, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke of a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. And out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth and were giving power like that of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any green or any plant or tree, rather, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. During those days, men will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. In this revelation, in this prophetic picture that God gives of a future event, the abyssos, this abyss. In the Gospels, the demons feared they did not want to be sent to the abyss. The abyss is the place of containment, of demonic, horrific demonic containment. Some believe it's the place of the spirits of the Nephilim or those that created them in the beginning, fallen angels. Some feel that this place is so vast and so big, it's possibly under the earth, but either way, it would be dimensional. This may have a lot to do with all of the strange, well, those that look to the alien presence. People are looking for a doorway to cross into that sign. It's very clear that a key is given, the authority or the right is given to the shaft of the abyss. And that gateway, that doorway will be opened. when that is opened, it will bring such effect. The sun and sky will be darkened by the smoke from the abyss. And then these things, John only describes them that they're like locusts. Understanding the concept biblically and historically of locusts, they swarm. They fly up and into the air and then swarm down, and they bring nothing but destruction. It's all they do. In this unleashing of this demonic horde, it is clear that God has the sovereign power to restrict that they will not harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God, who do not that are not born again, that their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The seal of God, the Spirit of God, the ownership, the mark of God in the life of the believer, that the only ones that will be affected by this demonic attack ultimately will be those who do not have that seal of God. The world will be affected. The world will be literally suffering and in agony. Some give reference to a day of discovery where some kind of extraterrestrial or extra-dimensional life will come through dimensional portholes, and millions look to this as if there is some kind of master race that will come and visit the planet and help the planet. But it is clear here in this revelation, as these things come down upon the earth, it will be no day of glorious discovery. It will be a day of discovering that all of that behind the scenes contact and delusion over all the years that men and women sought what they thought were alien presence, the demonic in the heavenly realms, ultimately the gateway, the dimension is opened up, and these beings cross over into our realm. It's very clear that all they seek is destruction. It's very clear that they would bring destruction to everything if not for God stepping in and restricting. See the authority of God. No matter how broad, how deep, how wide the demonic, no matter how much destruction. And it may be that the star, this fallen angel, if not Satan himself, who opens the shaft of this abyss, this demonic containment, this demonic prison, they're the ones that open it. They're the ones that, whatever the reason to getting the key, the authority, the right, whether it's worked out in the technology of man, the willingness of man, or literally they're just given the authority or right, they gain it. They open it. It's the dark side that opens it, but it's the dark side, those committed to Antichrist and the beast kingdom, that will ultimately suffer. You and I, as believers in Christ, as we contemplate in the future a day of visitation, a day where the dimension will break open, that some kind of extra-dimensional presence will come through and down upon the earth. But they will not be the friends of the human race. They never have been. The demonic side has one will, one nature, and it's about destruction, to kill, steal, and destroy. And here clearly is another demonstration. Why would God give us the heads up? Why would God speak to us and give us the insight long before this ever occurs. In reading chapter 9, all of chapter 9, ultimately, when we read about, well, these things that looked like locusts, these creatures that come out for satanic warfare. They had a king over them, the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon and in Greek is Apollyon. By the time you read all of these woes and the angels that sound trumpets, by the end, a third of mankind is destroyed. Those that have been tormented, as you read in verse 20, it's very clear, the rest of mankind that were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see or hear or walk. What does that tell you about the coming future? That the hearts of those committed to the dark side can and will grow colder and harder and more committed. That even when devastating, horrific judgments like this come, even when a third of mankind, at this point in history, over 2 billion that would die. Verse 21 says, nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual morality, or their thefts. And so, my dear friend, as we rise today contemplating what God shows us as a coming future event, the abyss, along with the rest of chapter 9, other events, the sequence of these events continue to demonstrate the radical, destructive nature of the demonic side. The more they manifest, and when they break over into this realm, it's nothing but destruction. All we need do is go back to Mark chapter 5 and see a man possessed by legion and destroyed, naked, cutting himself, crying out, living among the tombs in desecration, humiliation, and without hope until the Lord Jesus Christ enters the picture. And today, before this event will ever occur, one, if you're a believer in Christ and you are marked with God the Holy Spirit, He's the seal, the mark of ownership by God, you are given sovereign protection for when this day does occur. You and I should be prepared to witness and seek souls now. The greatest mission of God is to reach the world. And I think that God gives us the heads up to bring warning to the world, to tell those who are knocking at the doors, these demonic dimensional gates, these doorways, these places where they want to come through, that it will always backfire on them and bring destruction into their lives. So, dear believer, today, as you and I, in the sight of the joy of the Lord and the power of this great salvation, oh, don't neglect so great a salvation. Continue to remember Psalm 103 and the benefits of the Lord. But in the context of the coming ramping up and pinnacle of demonic manifestation into our world, destruction, horrific, horrifying destruction is coming. Now is the day that we get the opportunity to do as much as we can for the kingdom of God. As we read in Ephesians 5, to know that the days are evil, to be filled with the Spirit of God, and to make the most of every opportunity, to redeem the time. So, dear believer, you have this day. What will you do? You have this day. How will you mark it out? You have this day in the sight of God, with the presence of Christ, with prayer, with witness. You have this day to do something. May God lead us to reach someone for Christ. May God lead us to pour out our prayers without ceasing for our families, our neighbors, our city, our churches. Let's advance the kingdom of God. In light of the coming destructions, let's advance the sovereign kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. 31 Days Ablaze, ShatterTheDarkness.net.